efforts of a wide range of delegations. We are committed to build on the constructive debates that have taken place at the conference and to achieve positive results at the upcoming meetings of states parties to the CWC this year. Madam President, Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine and the accompanying breach of international law and past commitments have a profound negative impact on arms control, disarmament, and non-proliferation. Due to technological advances, risks posed by new systems of weapons of mass destruction are growing at a high pace. Therefore, progress is urgently needed. Germany stands ready to continue working to this end. Thank you.
Thank you for your statement. And now I would like to give the floor to Canada. You have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. We agree with other delegations that new technologies in the artificial intelligence, cyberspace, and other spheres offer opportunities to reduce collateral damage in warfare, but they also could do the opposite and fuel new arms races. These new technologies are difficult to control, in part because they are being developed and used in the civilian sphere, as others have pointed out. We also agree that a comprehensive approach involving the private sector is required to regulate these new technologies and those dual-use goods. While emerging technologies may reveal certain gaps in existing international law, we believe that compliance with existing law, in particular international humanitarian law, would go a very long way. Russia's war of aggression in Ukraine comes to mind, but there are also other examples, including those that have been mentioned previously by other delegations involving, for example, the use of chemical and toxin weapons.